let's review. Start the Mishnah. Ben Sayer Meir, Nidin Hashem Seifai, Yama Zakava Yama Schaev. Ben Sayer Meir is executed based on his future action so that she should die innocent rather than guilty. The Gemara cites a brisa that explains. Surely the Torah does not have him executed for consuming some meat and wine. The Torah foresees his future. He will exhaust his father's resources and become a highway robber to secure funds to support his habits, and he will eventually kill people. The Mishnah continues, Shemisas and Shal Rishoam, Hano Lehen Bano Loilam, Litzadikim, Ra Lehen Ra Loilam. The death of the wicked is beneficial to them and to others, because they commit less sins, while the death of the righteous is detrimental to them and to others, because they cannot perform more mitzvahs. Similarly, Yain Mishinil Rishoam, Hano Lehen Bano Loilam, Litzadikim, Ra Lehen Ra Loilam. Wine and sleep for the wicked is beneficial to them and to others, because they are not spending time on wicked activities, while for the righteous it is detrimental to them and to others. Similarly, Pizur l'Risham, Hanol lehem hanol ha'ilam, Vol tzadikim ra lehem ra lo'ilam. For the wicked to be scattered is beneficial for them and for others so that they cannot consult with each other for evil purposes, while for the righteous it is detrimental to them and to others. On the other hand, Kinus l'Risham, ra lehem ra lo'ilam, Vol tzadikim hanol lehem hanol ha'ilam. For the wicked to be together is detrimental for them and for others, because they will plan evil activities, while for the righteous it is beneficial to them and to others. The Mishnah concludes, Sheket l'Rishom, Ra lehem ra lo'ilam, L'tzadikim hano lehem hano lo'ilam. Calmness for the wicked is detrimental for them and for others, while for the righteous it is beneficial to them and to others. The next Mishnah teaches another halacha where the person is Nidin Hashem Seifei, judged based on his future actions. Zok the Mishnah, Abo b'machteres Nidin Hashem Seifei. A thief who tunnels into a home to rob it may be killed by the homeowner based of his future actions. And the Gemara explains, Chazaka ain od maimen atzmai amamoine. We presume that the owner will defend this property. Vahai meimo omar iyaz lin lo koi la poi veloi shabikli vi koi la poi katilmalei. And so the thief expects the homeowner to resist and is prepared to kill him. Therefore, vatera omar and bola hargacha hashkim lahargai. The owner may preemptively kill the thief in self defense. The Mishnah continues, Ayyiboba machteres vashibra sachavis. If the thief damaged something while robbing the house, in the case where the owner may not kill the thief because the thief would not kill him, for example, the thief is the homeowner's father who would not kill his son, the thief is liable for the damage. However, if the owner may kill him, for example, the thief is the homeowner's son or a stranger who would not hesitate to kill the homeowner even if it's his father, the thief is not liable for his damage. I think Gemara cites a similar ruling of Rav. Hababa machteres benot lekelim v'yatsa pater. The thief is not obligated to return items he took from the house because bedamim kanano. He has paid for it with his life based on the concept of kamle bedramine. One is never liable for both death and for a monetary payment. Rav explains that the Mishnah refers to where the item is not intact, it broke, and the thief is exempt from making compensation. And Rav adds that even if the item is intact, the thief is exempt from returning it. And Rav explains Rav's reasoning as follows. In the first case of the Mishnah where the homeowner may not kill the thief because the thief would not kill him, the thief would be obligated to pay for the items even if they became damaged due to unavoidable circumstances, because they are considered his possession because a thief acquires that which he steals. Therefore, so too, both in the second case of the Mishnah and in the case of Rav, where the homeowner may kill the thief because the thief would kill him, the thief is not obligated to pay or even to return an intact item because this would not be considered returning the owner's item, but a payment for the item which the thief acquired unlawfully, for which he is exempt based on Kama V'Rabbanei as explained earlier. However, Rava disagrees and makes the following distinction. Mistabra milsa de Rav b'shashibar de lesnu, but not the light. In the case of the Mishnah where the item is not intact, it's logical to say, as Rav did, that the thief is exempt from making compensation based on Kama V'Rabbanei. However, when he took an item and it's still intact, he must return them because he did not acquire them to that extent, as the Gemara explains, ki ukminu rachmona b'shusei le'in ointzen, aval in mikna b'shusei demarai kami. They are only considered in his possession regarding his liability to repay in all circumstances, but they're not actually his. Therefore, he's not making a payment, but simply returning the item to its owner, which is not included in the exemption of kamlei b'dirah. The Gemara now discusses in which cases one may kill the thief and cites two brises. The Torah writes two psukim next to each other. Ein lo yidamim. The thief may be killed. Im zorcha Hashem mishalov, if the sun shines on him. And the Braisa asks, P'chi Hashem mishalov b'vad zorcha, does the sun shine only on him? Therefore, one Braisa explains, Im bar lucha adaber k'Hashem mishalein lo yishol mimcha, hargeyu. V'mlav al targeyu. If it's absolutely clear to the Yonah that the thief would kill him, he may kill him first. Otherwise, he may not. The second Braisa explains it in the inverse. In Baruchah Keshemesh Yesh Leishalom Imcha Al Targeyu V'Imlav Hargeyu. If it's absolutely clear to the owner that the thief would not kill him, he may not kill the thief. Otherwise, he may kill him. The Gemara asks, Kasha Stama Stama. The inferences of the two Braises contradict each other regarding a case where the owner is unsure whether the thief would kill him. The Gemara answers, Kamba Ava Laben, Kamba Ben Ala Av. If the thief is the owner's father, we assume that he would not kill him, unless he is sure that he would. But if the thief is the owner's son or a stranger, we assume that he would kill him unless he is certain that he would not. The Gemara cites several braises that elaborate on the Baba Machteres. Damim loy bein b'chayil bein b'shabbos. If the thief is his father, he may not kill him, even on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains, l'fakech olav esagel. We even violate Shabbos to save him if the tunnel collapsed. Similarly, ein loy damim bein b'chayil bein b'shabbos. An ordinary thief may be killed even on Shabbos, and we do not say that he may not kill him, as we see that Bezdin does not execute convicted sinners on Shabbos because we're killing him to save the owner. Anyone can kill the thief because Raidifu, he's pursuing the homeowner to kill him, and anyone can save the pursuit. Furthermore, he can be killed by any means necessary. The extra expression he matzi includes a thief who tries to enter through any entrance. And matam loyma machteres, the Torah referred to tunneling because this is the most common scenario. Alternately, machterasli duy asra asai. When he tunnels in, he may be killed without warning. But if he comes through an ordinary entrance, he must be warned first because he may not have been ready to kill the owner. The Gemara cites a related ruling. If a minor is pursuing someone to kill them, it is permitted to kill him first, because it is permitted to kill a roidif without a warning. The Gemara brings several prices to prove or disprove this ruling.